You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and we're happy to have you along for this exciting trip into Africa. Jack and Kate are visiting Glenn Chapman, a missionary who serves in the Congo. Glenn uses a powered parachute to fly into villages and show the Jesus film, and Kate is documenting the trip for the blog. She's taking this new responsibility very seriously. Let's join father and daughter as they leave the airport and head into the bush.
We can't ride in that, Dad. Mom would not approve.
Well, that's the only car going to Kikongo.
It was a small Japanese hatchback with both the rear and front windows cracked. The top was being loaded with corn and bags of charcoal. Then they tied four goats on top of it all. Would you believe 10 more people got in after us? There were four guys sitting in the trunk gathered around a 10-gallon plastic container of gasoline. Four people sat in the back seat, including one pregnant lady. The last passenger couldn't squeeze anywhere else, so the driver shared his seat with him. 13 people in a car made for five. No sooner had we gotten underway than the rain began.
Excuse me, driver? Does this window close?
No worries, mate. I can fix that.
The guy stopped the car, took out some vice grips, and managed to roll the window up.
Kate, what are you doing?
Blogging. The reason we're here, remember?
If that thing gets wet, you're done blogging. Write about it if we get there.
If?
Well, that's what I said.
Neither the rain, nor the broken window, nor the moisture buildup on the small uncracked portion slowed the driver down. He just sped along with the goats complaining all the way. What's that sound?
The bottom of the car hitting the road when we go over a bump. I can't believe the engine is still running with all of this water.
You were saying?
Yeah, in the DR Congo, you gotta learn to enjoy the journey. Because you may never get to where you're going.
That would be a waste. I was determined to blog about Glenn using his flying machine to show the Jesus film. The driver grabbed a handful of wiring from the glove box and used his teeth to strip the insulation off the wires. Then he went out and did something under the hood.
All right, now keep your foot on the clutch when it starts so I can adjust it. There, and don't let that clutch out or I'm a dead man.
It ran great from then on. And then, at our next stop, we had arrived. The wild journey came to a screeching halt, and there was Glenn. We piled into his vehicle and drove into Kikongo, jet-lagged and exhausted. I collapsed on my bed and fell asleep with my clothes on, not waking until late the next morning. Come in.
Hello, miss. Are you hungry?
Yes, very hungry.
The food is ready.
My name's Kate.
I am Sazi.
Good to meet you.
Good morning, Kate. Did you sleep well?
Like a log.
When does Rita get back?
Well, she's speaking at a health clinic starting tomorrow, and will be returning in 10 days. Oh, she was really hoping to meet you guys.
Ooh, did you make this?
No. Cedric, the mission cook, prepared it for us.
Well, it looks and smells wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for the provision of food and for safely bringing Jack and Kate to the Congo. We ask for your blessing on both the food and also their visit. In your son's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Mr. Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can access the internet here?
Hmm.
I'm writing the Brinkman blog, and I'd like to upload my latest entry.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, we can head up to the school building once we're finished here.
Oh, cool.
I'm curious. How do you go online out here in the bush?
We are totally self-powered at the mission.
Really?
Yes, we use solar panels, which charge 12 car batteries. From those, we are able to not only keep the lights on, but also power a computer and a satellite dish.
Nice.
Yeah, we can talk online for hours.
That's really cool.
Sazi, will you be joining us for breakfast? You know that you're more than welcome.
No, I already ate. And I need to go to my uncle's house. Kate, would you like to see where I live?
I'd love to, but I need to take care of something with Mr. Chapman.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Rita hired Sazi to help with the housework, but she's become more of an adopted daughter than hired help.
She seems really sweet.
Oh, yeah. And she loves Jesus.
Yeah, I could sort of tell.
Unfortunately, her dad was killed by a hippo a couple of years ago.
A hippo?
Yeah. Hippos kill over 3,000 people a year.
You're kidding me.
No. No, they're one of the most dangerous animals on Earth. Very territorial.
Wow.
And speaking of danger, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you guys. There's been some trouble in the two villages where we had planned to show the Jesus film. Unfortunately, it won't be safe to go there.
Political unrest?
Yes. The young people are stirring up trouble. There are different tribes and factions here, and they don't always get along.
But we came here to blog about showing the Jesus film.
In the Congo, one must improvise. So, I have another option to consider.
Okay.
There's a village where I've been wanting to show the film, and it's where Sazi grew up. She's been begging me to go there so that her grandmother can see it. But they don't have a landing strip for the powered parachute, so I can't fly the equipment in.
So what do we do?
We can get there by bicycle, but carrying the generator and fragile projection equipment on a bike just isn't possible.
Well, any other options?
Well, flying in is the only way to get the equipment in there, but we would need to bike in first to make a landing strip.
We'd have time?
It's tight, but I think so. We could ride the bikes to the village on Tuesday. Then we could spend Wednesday clearing a landing strip with the help of the villagers. Thursday, we could bike back here. And on Friday, I'd shuttle us one at a time to the village using the powered parachute. We'd show the film on Friday night and come back on Saturday.
It takes a whole day to bike there?
Yes, yes. Now that's the kicker. It's not the easiest bike ride. I'm used to it, but you guys might find it challenging.
What do you think, Kate?
How are the roads?
Roads? Kate, there are no roads. Just a little path with rivers, cliffs, mud holes, and wild boars.
Oh, I'm not much of a biker, but we came here to blog about the flying machine and the film. I say we do it.
All right, try to ride on the dry edge. Don't allow your tire to get into the rut.
My tire won't go anywhere but the ruts.
We're coming up on the village to Mamvula. During the World Cup, I flew over it and dropped a soccer ball on the field. I felt like Soccer Santa.
I'd imagine good soccer balls are hard to come by out here.
I think that guy ahead of us wants us to stop.
Hey, can I help you?
Glenn Chapman, we heard you were on the trail and have been expecting you. What is taking you so long?
Well, we are on our way to the village of Kolokosa, but some of us aren't used to riding the trails.
The chief sent me to call you to his house.
The chief? All of us?
Yes, come immediately. I thank you for coming, Glenn Chapman.
It's our pleasure, chief. I have two Americans with me. This is Jack Brinkman. And this is his daughter, Kate.
It is so good to meet you, Jack Brinkamani, and his daughter, Kato.
What can we do for you, good chief?
Our village thanks you for the wonderful gift of the soccer ball. It is still being used.
You are welcome.
We are grateful. Before you go, you will preach.
Preach?
I will summon the village.
Ted, we're already running behind. If we don't keep moving...
Glenn, we're on a pretty tight schedule.
Good chief... I would like to preach, but today I am not able to do so. We must get to the village of Kolokoso by this evening.
Okay. Safe travels, Glenn Chapman. Before you go, take these four chickens as my gift to you.
Oh, why, thank you, Chief. Jack, can you grab a couple?
Sure. What a nice guy.
Yeah. He's never asked me to preach before, though. Too bad that didn't work out. Would have loved to have talked to them about Acts 8.
Well, what do we do with the chickens?
Well, let's tie them to our bikes.
By their heads or by their feet?
I feel like a tax collector carrying all these chickens.
Whoa. They don't seem to be enjoying themselves.
We have a river here we'll need to cross.
How do we do that?
Normally there are guys with little boats. They charge a small fee.
What if no one's there?
Then we wait. Oh, we're in luck, though. There's our man over yonder. Good afternoon!
Glenn Chapman!
Hello, Moses! Is your boat running?
Yes!
Kickstarting a boat?
Moses made this boat.
It is true. I bought a scooter and used the motor to power the canoe.
Ingenious!
Can we all fit in there with our bikes?
Easily done, young lady.
Would you take us across and back again for the price of 4 chickens? We will return in 2 days.
It's a deal. Let's go!
It's more like a lake than a river.
Look to the other side. See the sand cliffs?
Yeah.
Our trail continues over them.
Guys? What's that?
Strange. The water's bulging behind us. It looks kind of like our wake, but...
We're being followed by a hippo. I haven't seen one here in years.
It is after us. This is very dangerous. Hold on!
Dad, its head is out of the water.
That thing is gaining on us. How can it swim that fast?
It's not swimming. It's running on the bottom. They can run up to 30 miles per hour on land. Moses, you cannot let him catch us. Go faster!
Faster! Faster! Deus salva o mundo! Hippopo!
Jack, give me that pole! Quickly!
He's going to get us, Dad!
Kate, if we flip, swim for shore. Do you understand? With all you've got.
Okay.
Okay, grab that other pole now. We'll both hit it in the head.
Yeah.
Wait till it gets close enough. A little closer.
Okay.
Wait. Wait.
It's slowing down.
He went under.
That's because he's deeper here.
Over there. Look. He just came up.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
It's a good thing he didn't follow us all the way in.
Okay, guys. We're not going to take any chances. Do you see that trail on the left? As soon as we get to shore, I want you to take your bike and run up that trail. We're gonna need that distance if that thing changes its mind and comes back.
We did it.
Now don't get too close to that edge, Kate. Sometimes the sand collapses.
Glenn, we have a problem. Look down there. The hippo's heading for shore.
Can it get us up here?
No, we're safe, but not Moses. Moses! Look out!
Run! Up the trail!
It's coming out of the water. What do we do?
Get that way, hippo!
Can we distract it? If I push my bike down the cliff?
That's a great idea, Kate. Get ready. It's almost below you.
Here it goes. Right now!
Keep running, Moses!
That thing's eating your bike!
Oh, wow.
Good thinking, Kate.
Look, it's heading back into the river.
Well, Kate, the good news is the hippo left your bike. The bad news, it might pull a little to the left.
So we survived the hippo. But getting to the village to make the airstrip was beginning to look doubtful. Moses volunteered to fix my bike at his hut, which was just a little ways up the trail. As the afternoon wore on, he succeeded in taking off almost every piece of my bike. He found a round metal thing and put that on the axle and began banging on it. Dad and I started getting sleepy, so we took a nap to pass the time.
What do you call a mean hippo?
A mean hippo. I don't know.
A hypocrite.
Here's one. What happens when hippos get too cold?
I don't know.
They get hypothermia. What do you call a long-haired hippo?
I don't know.
A hippie.
What's a hippie?
Dad. Dad, wake up.
No, Moses. Really believe I can
help you with this. How's the bike project coming?
But I feel all by myself.
Oh, look at that.
Dad, we were supposed to be there by now.
I know, Kate.
For all of us to
live. I think we'll be okay, though.
Hi, Kato and Jack. Did you have a good sleep?
We did. You know, I've never seen a bicycle with a round steering wheel. Where did that come from?
An old truck. I couldn't fix the handlebars.
Does it work?
Oh, like brand new, only better. Now, this guy has a gift.
You are too kind, Glenn Chapman.
No.
And now you will be my guest for a very special meal. My wife returns shortly, and we shall have a feast.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Moses.
What are you talking about? Today you saved me from a hippo. I insist. You must stay.
Now, what do you think, guys?
Well, I guess I don't know.
That's really nice, but we came here to blog about flying in and showing the Jesus film. If we stay, we just won't have time for that.
Well, Moses, as you can see, we have a very determined young lady here. It's settled. We shall take our leave. But I hope to visit you again.
My wife will be sad she missed you.
Oh, please tell her that I'm sorry. We'll see you in a couple of days at the river on our way back.
I shall be there. God bless you.
So, I take it Moses is a believer.
Yes. Yeah, but not his wife, though. She's about your age, Kate, and grew up in this village. Boy, I wish you could have met her.
Where was she?
Talking to us while you were sleeping. She went to the market to get some food.
Oh, food for the meal?
Yeah. Even though she's had a hard life physically, she's got a really great attitude. Sometimes she talks about God. I think she'll be open to the gospel soon.
It's getting dark, Glenn. How far are we from Colocoso?
At this pace, I'm not so sure. We may get there by midday tomorrow. More likely, tomorrow night.
But that means we'll only have a couple of hours to clear the field.
When we get there, we'll be in no mood to clear a field, trust me. We'll have to do that on Thursday. I'm afraid we won't make it back in time to show that film before you leave. I'm so sorry, you guys.
What?
Well, at least we can help get the airstrip cleared.
Yeah, we should probably stop here. I have blankets and a tent in my backpack.
So, that night we slept along the trail. At least I tried to sleep, but I was so frustrated. I couldn't stop thinking about how the whole trip was ruined. I wasn't going to get to blog about Mr. Chapman using the flying machine to show the Jesus film. Instead, I was going to clear a runway and then go home. How disappointing. At 6 in the morning, we got back on our bikes and pedaled for another 8 hours, rolling into the village at around 4 p.m. I had never been so sore in all my life.
Glenn Chapman, is this the girl? We heard about a hippo.
How did they hear?
News travels fast here.
She is a hero. They are calling you Hippo Hunter.
Well, I just threw my bike at it.
We have prepared a nice meal for you and a place to sleep.
As you know, we came to prepare a landing space for the flying machine. Since there are still a few hours of daylight left, I'd like to see the location and maybe start cutting.
Not necessary. The work is done.
What?
Let's eat and then I'll take you there.
Wait. What do you mean the work is done?
We did it. Many people came and we made a large field, even bigger than you asked for. We filled the holes and played soccer on it while we waited for you. Come on, we eat!
I couldn't believe it. Now it appeared we would show it after all. I was so surprised. Talk about an emotional roller coaster. That evening, we ate a delicious meal of chickwanga, and after that, we checked out the landing strip. Mr. Chapman said they did a perfect job. So, we caught a fantastic night of sleep and then headed out at 5 a.m. on our bikes. This time at the river, Moses had a rifle in his canoe and ferried us safely across. Thankfully, that hippo never showed its ugly face. We all arrived at the mission that night, tired but eager to fly back the following day and show the film. Now we just needed the weather to cooperate.
Well, Kate, your dad and I had a great flight. The landing strip was perfect. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have you wear this pretty blue helmet. I'm going to go fuel her up, and then we're off.
Okay.
Kate, can you do something for me?
Yeah, I'd love to. What do you need?
My grandma lives in that village. Would you make sure she watched the movie? I told her about Jesus one time, but she still doesn't believe.
Yes, I'll make sure she comes.
And can you give this medicine to her?
Sure.
It helps her heart. I bought it with my own money.
That's really sweet of you. I'll see that she gets it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And make sure she watches.
Kate, hop in. We're going flying.
This is awesome! Reminds me of the flying car my brother and sister rode in last summer.
Oh, that's right. You guys went up in Steve Saint's Maverick. We may end up getting a Mav here one day. Oh, it would really extend our range.
There's a deer or something running down there.
This is a great way to look for wildlife.
How do you find the villages? There aren't many landmarks.
Well, the river helps. But this little GPS keeps me on track. And I steer it using this little stick.
Uh-oh, I see dark clouds over there.
Yeah, we'll need to keep an eye on them. You can't show the movie in heavy rain. Hey, there's the village, right down there.
It takes us an entire day to bike here and only 15 minutes to fly?
Now you can understand how important this thing is to us.
I see Dad down there. Hey, Dad!
So we set up the screen, the projector, and turned on the generator. We were finally ready to show the Jesus film. I was so excited. We had come halfway around the world for this moment, and now it was here. Glenn started the film, and the people were captivated. But you won't believe what happened next. We got partway in when I felt a drop on my face. I tried to ignore it, but then I felt another one, and then another one bigger than the last. We were in the middle of a storm. The clouds let loose and the people scattered, leaving us alone in that field trying to save all the equipment.
I have the projector. Jack, shut down the generator. Kate, take down that screen before it blows away.
Okay.
What do we do with all this stuff?
Over here.
I found myself huddled in a small mud hut, guarding the equipment. The on-again, off-again, on-again movie had ended in a failure. The people only got to see part of the story. And that's when I remembered Sazi's grandmother. I had totally forgotten her. In the excitement of flying there and setting up the equipment, my promise had completely slipped my mind. I had let Sazi and her grandmother down. Double failure. No, it was a triple failure because we couldn't finish the film. Why would an act of God stop the Jesus film anyway? That's just not right. I don't get it, Lord. And I made a promise and I totally forgot. I feel awful about letting her down. How could I have done that?
Hey, Kate, you want to join us? Your dad and I? We're next door.
Someone needs to watch this stuff.
It'll be fine.
No, I think I'd rather just be alone right now. As I sat there thinking about Dad and Glenn, I realized they weren't bothered by the interruption at all. They just went on ministering to people. It was then that God showed me I had been focusing on the wrong thing this whole time. I was so intent on blogging about the film that I had missed loving people along the way. So I decided to go next door.
You came after all.
Hey, girl.
Kate, guess who this is?
Who?
Sazi's grandmother.
What? No way.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, ma'am. I am so happy to meet you. Here. Sazi asked me to give this to you.
Thank you. Oh, my medicine. She is such a good girl.
She made me promise to make sure you watch the film tonight. And I forgot to ask you. Can you forgive me?
Of course. But I watched it until the storm came.
You did?
It was a good film. But why did they have to kill him?
That's a great question. Kate?
You want to take a stab at answering that?
Sure. We continued talking, and after a few hours, she gave her heart to Jesus. I wish Stasi had been there. It was the most amazing and meaningful experience. I learned an important lesson from Glenn that week. In our travels, he spent time with the people he met. For him, it wasn't just about showing a movie or writing a blog. It was about letting Jesus live and love through him. From now on, that's how I want to live.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and today's episode is entitled Crisis in the Congo. While some portions are fictitious, this story is based on real people and events. Glenn Chapman really does fly his powered parachute into villages to show the Jesus film. To find out more about Glenn, his ministry, and other events surrounding this episode, visit our website, brinkmanadventures.com. And don't miss our next story, The Mysterious Palm Feller, as Jack and Kate experience another adventure in the Congo.